The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
This time of year in Tennessee, the weather gets kind of weird. Earlier in the week, we were at 60 degrees. Then 24 hours later, we were at 30 degrees. But the one thing I've noticed this time of year, each and every year, is the amount of skunks who are dead on the side of the road. I remember growing up as a kid and used to see skunks only in the middle of nowhere. But I guess skunks and skunk habitats are all messed up because of growth and the change in the world. So they get closer and closer to cities looking for places to eat and looking for warm, comfortable climates. Of course, they're not always good about escaping cars this time of year. But the one thing I was really paying attention to is when you see a skunk carcass on the road, and of course you get that nasty skunk smell. Have you ever noticed it's not always nearby the skunk? We had a skunk in the middle of our road on the way to our house the other day, and it wasn't about maybe 500 to 1,000 feet after you saw the skunk that the smell finally hit you. And I don't know if it's something about the skunk, if it's a delayed reaction, if it takes all that time for it to get up into your car ducts, for it to get to your nasal passages. I know there's got to be some scientific reason for that. Of course, I'm not smart enough to understand why.